scientists have discovered a strange creature living inside a whale carcass. As they report in today's issue of Science magazine, it doesn't have a mouth or guts. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
One day in January 2002, Bob Vryenhoek was out looking for clams at the bottom of an ocean canyon. Vryenhoek is a marine biologist with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. To conduct his search, Vryenhoek was using a remote-controlled submarine.
And we were running along the canyon walls at about 3,000 meters depth, looking for likely places that we might find clam beds. And our sonar picked up a fairly large target, which could have been anything from a 55-gallon drum to a big rock. And whenever you see a target on the bottom, you immediately go for it to see what it is. It turned out to, as soon as it appeared in our visual field, it was a dead whale.
A big dead whale. Vryenhoek says it was a gray whale that had sunk to the bottom 9,500 feet below the surface.
We saw the skull and the vertebrae. Some fin tissue was still left intact, but most of the meat had been stripped away. And it's 2 degrees centigrade at that depth. And this is very much like being in a refrigerator, so we don't know how long it had been there, maybe a half year, perhaps as much as a year or more.
As the submarine approached the carcass, Vryenhoek could see the exposed bones were covered with a red carpet of inch-long worms. He took a sample back to shore and soon realized he had discovered a really weird worm, unlike anything anyone had seen before.
The worms have a large bulbous end that's really a sac that contains the ovary. It's full of eggs. And surrounding the ovary, there's a green tissue sheath that within the walls of that sheath, there's just full of bacteria. And those bacteria in the sheath then grow in root-like processes down into the marrow of the bones. So now we not only had unusual worms, we had worms with roots, which is not something that we've seen before.
Another peculiar feature, the worms don't have mouths or guts. They depend on the whalebone-eating bacteria they carry around to provide them with energy. And there's one other strange thing about this new worm, which Vryenhoek has dubbed Osedax. When he took samples of the worms back to shore to study, at first he could only find female worms.
It turns out that the males are microscopic. They live within the tubes of the females and can number as many as 50 to 100 males per female.
Other marine biologists are also bowled over by Osedax. Auburn University's Ken Halanich is particularly impressed with the symbiotic relationship between Osedax and its live-in bacteria.
Nobody expected to see this type of worm using a totally novel type of bacterial organism.
But the other thing Halanich particularly likes about the new worm is that it's a reminder that there's still a lot about the natural world we just don't know. Bob Vryenhoek couldn't agree more.
My office is sitting here looking out on Monterey Bay. The ocean's literally 30 feet from my window, and there's sailboats out here, and I can see all the way from the city of Santa Cruz to the city of Monterey and the other end of the bay. It's just 30 miles straight out of my office. This canyon in Monterey Bay goes down to almost 4,000 meters, which is much deeper, of course, than the Grand Canyon. It's probably one of the best explored pieces of ocean bottom in the world, and yet we're finding new things every time we go out there. In this case, we bumped into a whale quite by accident, and two new species of worms with an entirely novel lifestyle we never anticipated. But that's not even the end of the story. I mean, we've got five more kinds of worms that we found in this one dead whale that we still have to work out. And one of the worms, our DNA techniques, our best techniques, have not succeeded in linking this up to any other known animal. So this is just one dead whale. We're wondering what happens when we find the second one out here.
Vryenhoek is going back to the floor of Monterey Bay later this year, so who knows? Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.